A week before school started in Brown County, class was already in session for this group of educators, law enforcement, and mental health professionals.
Talk about why they're increasing in frequency, the location, and why there's a skewed number of people killed and wounded.
Today's lesson focuses on what to do, like run, hide, or fight, in case of a hostile aggressor, like an active shooter.
That's going to, if the door's locked and it's dark, that the shooter's going to maybe pass our room, and that they're the safest that way.
Kirk Reitzman teaches at Brown County High School. He's describing the intruder training he's received before. In all three districts he's taught in, it's mostly focused on only one of the three parts, the lockdown.
And so we have to be the ones that are protecting the students, and we have to take those measures. And quite honestly, just sitting there and kind of waiting for somebody to come in is not enough to protect them.
So teachers and administrators say more thorough training with the run, hide, fight strategies gives them tools to better protect themselves and their students. It's actually the same type of training used in Noblesville schools, where teacher Jason Seaman tackled a shooter as the student opened fire in his classroom earlier this year. No one died, and the shooter injured only two people, including Seaman.
I want to make it clear that my actions on that day, in my mind, were the only acceptable actions I could have done given the circumstances. I deeply care for my students and their well-being.
It's a hard truth for some to consider the possibility of taking similar actions in their classrooms, but elementary school principal Kelly Bruner says everyone agrees on the bottom line.
It is nerve-wracking to think about that happening, but our number one priority is the safety of the students.
School shootings have spurred a lot of talk about safety this year, mostly to harden up schools. The state has made more money available for schools to amp up security. Some schools have even made moves to offer certain staff access to guns. But educators and other officials have also stressed the importance of another, softer side of safety. In an interview earlier this year, State Superintendent of Public Instruction, Jennifer McCormick, said mental and behavioral health remains a key part of the conversation.
That whole piece, the whole child well-being piece, we're looking at our systems of care in Indiana. Not all counties are where we need to be, so we're looking at gaps.
Future teachers want to close those gaps too. Dan Melnick at IU's School of Education says student voice drives professional development events, and students want to focus on what can make them a great teacher and make their schools safer, building relationships.
They understand there is a need for school safety. It's not that they don't feel unsafe right now. It's more that they want to know how to better a school, how to better a situation when they get there.
So as schools lock more doors to keep people safe, educators hope to open others for the same reason. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jeannie Lindsay.